is VOA News by remote. I'm Diane Roberts. A Berlin hospital said in a statement Monday, Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny has been removed from a medically induced coma and is responding to speech. The hospital has been treating Navalny since he was airlifted to Germany for treatment after falling ill on a Russian domestic flight last month. The statement says Navalny is being weaned off mechanical ventilation. German Chancellor Angela Merkel has said Berlin has concluded Navalny was poisoned with Novichok, the same substance Britain said was used against a Russian double agent and his daughter in an attack in England in 2018. Britain's foreign minister, Dominic Raab, said he has summoned Russia's ambassador for the UK to express his concern at the poisoning of Kremlin critic Navalny. Meanwhile, there is a behind-the-scenes debate within the German government over which sanctions should be applied to Russia because of the alleged Navalny poisoning. Leading German politicians want Merkel to abandon the multi-billion dollar joint underwater natural gas pipeline project known as Nord Stream 2, linking Russia with Germany. They say it would send a clear message to the Kremlin that enough is enough. Moscow says it has seen no evidence Navalny was poisoned and shrugs off allegations Russian authorities were behind what Berlin and other Western governments say was Navalny's attempted murder. French President Emmanuel Macron said Monday in a tweet he enjoyed a, quote, very good exchange, end quote, with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on various topics, including Brexit. Macron added, quote, we are going to strengthen our cooperation against migrant traffickers. We also discussed the consequences from the poisoning of Alexei Navalny, the situation in Lebanon, and the future relationship between the European Union and the United Kingdom. For more on these and other stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Economists stuck to their forecast Monday that Britain and the European Union would agree to some sort of post-Brexit trade deal, taking the view that London is likely toughening its rhetoric in a bid to pressure Brussels into a compromise. The talks are back in crisis, and the pound is bearing the brunt on renewed fears of a disorderly exit from the EU after the British government was reported to be planning legislation to override parts of the withdrawal agreement it signed in January. A Saudi Arabian court Monday jailed 8 people for between 7 and 20 years for the 2018 murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. State media reported 4 months after his family forgave his killers and enabled death sentences to be set aside. A British judge has rejected a request by lawyers for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange to delay his extradition hearing until next year. His lawyers wanted more time to respond to U.S. allegations that he conspired with hackers to obtain classified information. The move came as Assange appeared in a London court Monday to fight American prosecutors' attempt to send him to the U.S. to stand trial on spying charges. The U.S. has indicated the 49-year-old Australian indicted the 49-year-old Australian on 18 espionage and computer misuse charges over WikiLeaks' publication of secret U.S. military documents. The charges carry a maximum sentence of 175 years in prison. Assange's lawyers say the prosecution is a politically motivated abuse of power. Protests across Belarus entered their 5th week following disputed elections that left longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko in power for a 6th term. Shouting, go away and you're a rat, tens of thousands of demonstrators marched through Minsk Sunday calling for the president to resign. Riot police and plainclothes officers wearing masks and carrying thick batons tried to disperse the demonstrators using military vehicles, water cannons, and pepper gas. Campaigners urge Australia to restart a refugee program that has left thousands of people stranded overseas. Australia closed its international borders in March because of the coronavirus pandemic. The Refugee Council of Australia has estimated about 4,000 refugees with humanitarian visas allowing entry into Australia are currently stranded overseas. With tentative signs the coronavirus pandemic is easing, Brazilians exhausted with quarantine measures and social distancing are increasingly relaxing precautions and flooding beaches as if the pandemic were over. They are being urged to do so by President Jair Bolsonaro, violating recommendations of health experts. Bolsonaro has resisted lockdown measures and pressed for a return to normal life. From Washington, by remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.